Hey guys, what's up? So, as of right now, when I'm recording this, there are 69 questions, which seems very fitting. But that's a lot to answer in one audio. So, I think I'm going to split this up at least into two parts, kind of do it every Wednesday. That way, if some people didn't get a chance to ask a question that they wanted to, they have more time and I don't have to sit here and go through a ass ton of questions in one sitting because that sounds like a lot. So I'm just gonna start from the top and go down. And yeah, so let's do this. the first question is from Nicholas. What was the first thing you wanted to be when you grew up? And did it change much as you aged, or did it more or less remain the same? I can talk. The first thing I wanted to be when I grew up, according to my mother, I wanted to be a singer. When I was a little girl, I was very, very gregarious and outgoing, and I loved to sing for people all the time. And so I was like, I want to be a singer. And it absolutely changed as I got older. Like, I think I grew up and I realized that's probably not a realistic dream. So it changed a lot throughout my life. I mean, even as an adult, I feel like I'm still waiting to find out what I'm going to be when I grow up. So yeah, it changed like constantly. It's always in flux. Okay, Jay asks, sub or dub? Sub, all the time. Don't even ask me that question. Sub. Are you kidding me? Yes. God, yes. Okay. Xander asks, what kind of ASMR do you think you'll never do? Like, I want to say I won't do anything that's video-based, because I don't have any experience shooting videos, and I have zero setup for which to shoot a video. So, privacy concerns aside, I really feel like if I did a video, it would not be very good quality. I might try in the future if I can leave my face out of it, but I don't know. Other than that, probably not a lot of the really traditional ASMR. They just don't really appeal to me. They don't really affect me as much as like role play ASMR does. So that's, yeah, probably. Okay, Chris asks, what made you decide to pursue ASMR as a career? I never thought of pursuing it as a career, honestly. Never, never. It never really occurred to me. I didn't think when I started this channel that I could ever make a dime off of it. Because the interests that I have, the stories I want to tell tend towards violence and sex. So the fact that I have as much support as I do, it blows my mind. It still does. Okay. Mint Chat asks, how did you start doing ASMR and what inspired you? So I started doing it. I had been, okay, it's kind of combined them together. I was inspired listening to other people do role plays. I don't remember how I first stumbled onto it. Was a Yandere role play was the first one I listened to. And I was like, God, I really like this. It was fun. It was like a first person story. And I remember thinking this is just so cool and engaging and interesting. And so I got into this like state of mind and this habit of just listening to role play ASMRs as I was doing stuff throughout the day. And I found that it was a really fun way to kind of take myself out of the shit that was going on in my daily life and just kind of relax and let go and unwind and imagine I was in this other world and I was this other person. And it was really fun. And the more I would listen to them over time, the more I started to see things in the role plays that I would change. Or that I thought, that's not what I would do. I would change it. I would do it differently. And so eventually I just started getting my own ideas of like, man, I'd really love to see a character like this, or I'd really like to see a scenario like this. And I got to this point where I really, really wanted to make them, but, I'm telling myself, you don't have a microphone, you don't have any setup, like your computer's an old piece of shit. You don't have any good equipment. But then, you know, I had heard a couple people that had decent following and they seemed like they recorded on their phones. And so one day I was just like, fuck it. If I wait to get the equipment, I'm never going to start my channel because I'll just keep putting it off and I'll be like, well, I can't justify the cost of a good mic because I don't have a channel. But then I don't want to start a channel without a good mic. And so it's kind of like this cycle where you just defeat yourself. So I'm like, fuck it. And I went into my closet because I knew it had like really good sound dampening and that was the best place I could get quality sound. And I just went and I recorded. I didn't write anything out. I just riffed it. I thought, you know, this would be fun. And like, I think it was my first three that I never wrote scripts for. And it was after that that I thought to myself, okay, I need to start writing scripts so I can remember what I said in the last chapter and I can keep it kind of consistent. And it just kind of went from there. Sonics Night Productions asks, who are some of your favorite fellow ASMR artists? I would have to say my favorite is Dark and Twisted Whisper. I really, really like his channel. I like it a lot. And we're friends now, actually. We talk regularly. And so, yeah, he's still probably my favorite. But now, obviously, I'm biased because I know him as a person and he's a really awesome guy. Okay. Zachary asked, do I watch JoJo's Bizarre Adventure? I don't, but I've heard so much about this that I really fucking need to. Like, I keep going, you know, okay, I hear people reference this. I'm like, God, it sounds really fun. I haven't seen it, and I really need to. AJ Strange asks, have I ever had a man lick honey off of my toes? No. I do enjoy having my toes licked. I have never had anything put on them. Gareth asks, what slash who inspired me to start doing my ASMR, which I already said it was just a whole culmination of what I listened to. How am I so good at accents? I don't know if I'm necessarily good at accents. I hear a lot of flaws in mine. If anything, I think it's just I have an ear for voices. It's nothing that I've really tried or worked at. It's just something that comes naturally to me, I think. Okay, Bonkertons asks, I need to know, have you ever diddled yourself to your own audios? No. I've done it during. Forget I said that. I haven't done it after. That would seem weirdly narcissistic, and I feel kind of like it'd be like a porn actor getting off to the scene of them in a porn, maybe. Like, I'm so busy thinking about, you know, listening for the acting that I've done or like the mistakes I've made in the sound production and everything that I would get too disconnected from the sexuality of it and get too focused into, okay, how can I change it? How can I make it better? So no, I haven't. What does one have to go through in order to write a script for you? Is asked by Marcos. Nothing really. I mean, generally, I like scripts that are 1,200 to 1,500 words. There is technically like a way to go that I like to format my scripts where it's really bare bones. It's like sound effect lines, and then you've got your regular lines and sound effect lines. It's pretty much it. But honestly, if your writing is good, if the idea is good, I am more than happy to help you edit a script, to work with you, to get it to where I want it to be, where I think it's really usable for the channel. My biggest problem right now is that I have so many series going on and I have so many scripts I've had submitted that are really good that I want to do, but it's like trying to fit in the series I have currently going and other ideas I want to do along with scripts that people have given me. That's the only issue I have is getting them all together. But I still love getting scripts. I absolutely fucking love it. Just send it to me in my email. I'm kind of shitty at responding a lot of the time because I am really busy. But if you send me a script, I will look at it. I fucking promise I will look at your script. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Like, I'm honestly not hard to approach. See, I don't want to talk positively about myself because it sounds like I'm too busy jerking myself off here, you know, which I'm not. It's not an erotic audio. Forget I said that too. I'm a pretty approachable person. So if you email me or you send me a script and you're worried it's not very good, please don't. I'm always so honored when somebody bothers to send me something at all. That even if you don't think that you're a good enough writer or you're a good enough artist and you're like, oh, what if she doesn't? Honestly, the fact that anybody would take time out of their day to make something, to try to contribute to my channel or to show me appreciation, like, it really touches my heart. And yeah, okay, that's enough being sappy for now. What got me into ASMR, Asked by Anthony, which I already said, but thank you very much. I will say really quick to kind of add on to your question. I first heard about ASMR, I think it was like in a magazine or something, and this was before it became like a big trend. And then I was kind of curious, so I looked it up. I'm like, this is so fucking weird. It made me feel weird, and it gave me the tingles, but I'm like, this feels strange. I feel like I'm watching something I'm not supposed to watch. You know, it felt like wrong. It felt wrong somehow. I'm like, why are these people whispering at me, and why are they making these strange noises? And it felt very odd, and I wasn't sure. I'm like, I don't get why people like this. This doesn't relax me. It makes me feel creepy. So I remember I like clicked the video out, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm never going to listen to that again. That's fucking weird. And then, of course, they stumble onto a role play, and I'm like, what the fuck is a yandere? And then, of course, I'm like straight into it. Fucking love it. Okay. So yeah. Jamina asks, I've wondered for a while now, what time or era is the crossover series taking place in? I wish I could tell you there was a really specific time. In my mind, it is just the past. Like, you kind of watch a movie and it's present day. You know, it's whatever time you feel like, because in my mind, it's not this universe. It's an entirely different universe. So the timeline now wouldn't work like the timeline then. But in my mind, it is in the past. It's not as modern day as it is now, obviously, because it's like the village and things like that. But it would have to, I'd have to really like sit down and write this whole universe if I wanted to, because in my mind, it's taking place in this other world in the past. They're not as technologically advanced as we are now. And that's the most I've really put my thought into it. Okay. Diego BC asks, or Diego, I apologize if I'm getting this wrong. What kind of music do you listen to? I enjoy blasting death metal into my ears, and I'm curious what catches your interest. Oh, God. Okay, let's see. Honestly, the most I've noticed with myself, because I used to be real specific about the kind of music that I liked. I was super, super into, like, goth, instrumental type stuff. Real, like, thoughtful, you know, mournful music. And now I listen to a lot of alternative and a lot of still a lot of instrumental. Mostly what I'll listen to, though, because I kind of have eclectic taste, but honestly, I'll listen to anything if it's got a really good beat to it and it's high energy, high tempo, and makes me feel like I can go kick some ass. That's the biggest thing. A lot of songs that are about basically kicking someone's ass or kicking life's ass are my favorite types. Like, you know, it just basically beating the shit out of life is anything like that I want to listen to. I'm not a big fan of sad music anymore. I like stuff that's like really high energy and gets me pumped. Mark asks, what are some of your favorite films / directors, books, authors, songs, albums, artists? Oh boy. Okay. My favorite film is Troll 2 or Trolls 2 because, see, I wish I could say that I had some big lofty reason for liking what I like, but I have a huge affinity for movies that are so bad they're good. And Trolls 2 is the king of so bad they're good. I prefer it over The Room. Just because of, I think, the fantasy elements, and it's just so ridiculously bad. Favorite author is Neil Gaiman. I fucking love him. The Sandman series was like, I fucking love that series. I have it all entirely in my fucking house, and it's like this massive collection, but I love it. Songs, album, artists. Like I said, right now, I don't really have too many favorites. A lot of times what I'll do is I'll just like go on to Spotify and I'll just browse and I'll be like, okay, I like that, and save it. And I just go. I don't really tend to keep I don't really tend to take too much note. Favorite animes. I love One Punch Man. That's probably my favorite. And you know, funny enough, when I was a kid growing up, I watched a lot of Ranma One-Half. And then I think back as an adult and I'm like, should I have been watching that when I was like 9? I don't know. How often do you go to, Ask by Net Neutrality. Christian asked me about my favorite anime. Sorry, I'm trying to get the names in here. Net Neutrality asked, how often do I go to anime, gaming, comic conventions? And next time I do, will I announce my travel plans in case people are going and want to connect with me? I have never been, and I've always wanted to, but I have never had the opportunity to go. I keep like thinking, okay, this is coming up. I want to go. And then it passes and I'm like, fuck. So I do definitely want to go. Will I announce my plans in case anybody else is going? I mean, would anybody want to connect with me? Would that just be weird? You'd see me face to face and you'd be like, oh God, it's that woman with the voice. I mean, maybe, sure. If people were interested, yeah. I'd love to get to connect with you guys. Okay, Finn asks, do you legitimately enjoy making the more NSFW audios, or do you only do it so you can create more SFW ones? I legitimately really fucking love it. I listened to Not Safe for Work audios way before I started my channel. I was listening to them on Gone Wild Audio, and I really like them. I still really, really like them. And when I created the Patreon, the whole reason I created it wasn't even so I can make more Safe for Work, but it was to have an outlet to make Not Safe for Work content, because I remember I'm doing this librarian series and I'm like, oh my God, the next step has to be sex. Like, it has to be sex, but I can't do graphic sex on YouTube. So I'm like, okay, I want to make a Patreon, maybe get a couple bucks. I could upgrade my equipment. I can get some better stuff. And I could actually put out some dirty chapters, these audios, because it was just driving me crazy. Like, even when I put stuff now up on YouTube, it's hard for me to skirt the line to where I am being just appropriate enough, because it's hard for me. My interests when I am consuming media tend toward violence and sexuality. And so my own audios tend to want to go in that direction too. Let's see. What else? Okay. Chief E-Dog asks, what's your go-to comfort food? Oh, that's got to be pizza. But I don't even know. Is it a comfort food? I would eat that. I eat that way too often. I probably have that like half of the week I have pizza. Like, I make it myself. And so I tell myself it's not as bad because I make it myself. Pizza, 100%, 1,000,000,000%. Emily asks what my favorite video game is. I would say my favorite to play when I'm having a shitty day would be any of the Grand Theft Auto games because of, okay, I like to do the cheats where you can't die and you have all the weapons, and then I like to just destroy people. I know that sounds kind of fucked up, but everybody likes that part, and just getting a flamethrower and mowing people down and watching them burn to death and scream is a lot of fun. Otherwise, there is a Wii game that's a version of this old Super Nintendo game called Zombies Ate My Neighbors, and that game is fucking awesome. It's so much fun. I used to play it with my brother when we were kids growing up, and that was like the only game we could ever play together where we didn't fight and want to like kill each other, because there was a brother and sister, a boy and a girl, and you go around and you like kill all these different monsters, and it was fucking awesome. It was so much fun. I have some of the best memories when I was like a little kid playing this with my brother. So yeah, Zombies Ate My Neighbors, and then as an adult, Grand Theft Auto, because I get to kill people. Lethal Phoenix asked what made me want to start doing ASMR voice acting, which, like I said, just listening to a lot of role plays and getting frustrated and wanting to kind of make my own stuff and hopefully improve on some of it. I don't think I fully realized the difficulties and the amount of work that went into it until I started. And then when I did, I was like, wow, I have a whole new level of appreciation, because I didn't quite realize not just scripting, because scripting takes me a while, but the editing part of audios, when I finally got it off my phone and I was able to get my computer and work on it there. I was doing editing on my phone at first, which, let me tell you, is absolute shit. Don't ever do that. Audio editing does take a lot of time, so I feel like I got a better appreciation from that. The last question I'm going to answer today, simply because it's getting kind of long, is Noble Kent. Let's see. Number one, I already answered. Number two, did I plan to do erotic content from the beginning, or is it something I decided later on? I don't think I started thinking I'd do erotic stuff, but it was always something that was kind of in the back of my mind that maybe I'll do it if I get enough interest from my audios that are just safe for work. But honestly, when I put out my first one, I never expected it to get a lot of traction at all. I thought, you know, okay, if people hate it, I'll just delete it and, you know, I never have to do this again. But creating that first one was just so exhilarating, and it was like scratching this long, 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 long itch that I'd never been able to scratch, and it just felt so good. Number three, where do you draw the greatest amount of inspiration? You know, I don't really know. That sounds bad, but a lot of times when I'm stuck, I will go to a friend or, you know, somebody that I know from my channel and be like, okay, I'm stuck at this scenario. What would you do in this situation? But if it's just like regular audios, a lot of times the inspiration just strikes me randomly. I could just be sitting in traffic and be like sitting there and not thinking about role plays or audio or whatever. And all of a sudden I'll just be like, wait a minute, wouldn't it be really cool if XYZ? And then I'll be like, okay, I gotta go write that down when I get back home or something like that. So it just kind of randomly comes from the universe, I guess. Do any people in your life know what you do, and are they supportive? Everybody knows what I do. Every fucking person in my life knows what I do. My parents, my friends, everybody knows. And they're all supportive. And I feel like the people that know me in real life know I'm a giant perverted freak that loves horror and violence, so nobody is surprised by what I do. They're just like, yeah, I could see you doing that. I could see you doing that. But sometimes they'll hear me do an audio. They'll be like, wait a second, that's you? Because I think, I guess I just sound different in real life than I do on my audios. So, but yeah, everybody knows what I do. And I have no shame, no fucking shame. I don't care. You know, I like doing the erotic content. And if people have a problem with it, they can shove it up their ass. It's fucking awesome. I love my job. Number five, do I use pre-recorded sound bites for sound effects, or do I add them in myself as part of the voice acting? It really depends. Some obviously I can't make myself, like if it's raining, I can't do that. So I'll use ones that are like free use. Some I make myself. It really depends. I try to make it myself, but if it's not possible, then I will crib them from ones that are just open use for everybody. And number six, have I ever been recognized by my voice? No. No. And I don't honestly know what I would do if I was. I think I'd probably lie. I'd probably be like, nope, don't know who that is. Because what the fuck am I going to say? Like, yeah, it's me. Hey, what's up? I mean, I don't even know what I'd do in that situation. That would be really strange. Yeah. So I don't know. I feel bad. Like, I feel like I shouldn't lie. But if I wasn't, like, out there in an official capacity, it might be kind of weird. So no. The answer is no. And I don't know what the fuck I'd do. I'd probably freeze like a deer in the headlights, and maybe I'd just run away. Okay, so that is it for now, just because it's getting a little long. I will continue this next week. If I haven't gotten to your question yet, I will try to get to it next week. This is a lot of fun. I like that you guys are asking me questions. So if you still have any more, if you've already asked a question, that's fine. Just put it up on the post and I will try to get to it next week. Probably going to have to be in multiple parts because, like I said, 69 questions, that's a fucking lot. But thank you guys so much for asking me. This is a lot of fun. And I will see you tomorrow with a new audio. I feel okay. So on Twitter, when I got my voice back, I said my next upload is going to be screaming at like shitty drivers ASMR roleplay. And I got some responses that I think people on Twitter think I'm actually doing it as like a humorous audio. And I feel bad because I was just being sarcastic and now I feel like I kind of need to do it. But like, I'm not actually going to scream at people. That's really not relaxing, but I could see myself whispering, you know, like whispering angrily. But I don't know. Tell me what you guys think. Anyway, I will talk to you later. Thank you so much for the questions, and we'll get to them again next week. All right, bye, guys.